and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Gemma Houghton, and here are today's top stories. Google and Yandex face lawsuits from Putin's chef, loyalty programs are hugely successful in China, and smartphones are now responsible for the vast majority of all mobile connections in Mexico. Vladimir Putin's personal chef, Evgeny Prigozhin, has filed lawsuits against the internet companies Google, Yandex, and Mail.ru. He alleges that the companies have refused to remove links from their search engine results pages that appear when you type in his name. Although he has not revealed which links he wants removing, a quick search brings up several results to do with an investigation into one of his businesses, as well as references to him being an ex-convict. Russia introduced a right to be forgotten law at the beginning of the year, which states that search engines must remove links that are illegal, irrelevant, or incorrect, or face being hit with a 1 million ruble fine. New research has shown that loyalty programs are hugely successful in China, with nearly 90% of those questioned saying loyalty programs encourage them to spend more. The survey was done amongst the top 15% of earners in each country questioned, which included China, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Whilst Chinese respondents were more positive about loyalty programs, with 34% believing that such programs had increased in value since last year, compared to 16% of respondents from Singapore, the greatest differences could be seen in their attitudes towards companies they feel loyal to. Whilst three quarters of those in China said that they would go out of their way to do business with a company they felt loyal to, only 36% of those in Singapore and 30% in Hong Kong would do the same. This difference in attitude has been attributed to the high value that businesses put on customer service in China compared to its nearby markets. Smartphones are now responsible for the vast majority of all mobile connections in Mexico. A study from May this year showed that the high rate of growth that smartphone penetration has taken in the last few years has meant it now makes up nearly 83% of all mobile connections. Whilst only 6 years ago, the number was as low as 2%, the incredible rise of over 80% in 6 years is mainly due to the high level of smartphone adoption in Mexico in two particular age ranges. The surveys from the Competitive Intelligence Unit show that younger users who are aged under 12 have seen growth of 46% in 2014 and 33% in 2015. However, the age range with the largest growth is users over the age of 65, who saw an increase in penetration of 83% in 2014 and 54% in 2015. This growth is expected to slightly decrease year on year, but is still forecasted to see Mexico's mobile penetration increase by 5% in 2020. The winners of the European e-commerce awards have been announced. The Pure Player Award, awarded to e-commerce retailers using digital platforms to excite consumers, went to Zalando, which was judged to be the clear winner due to being super aware of both its strengths and needed areas of improvement. A closer contest took place for the Omnichannel Award, where Adidas and Topshop were judged to have been very close in the quality of their all-round digital presence through social media and through their online shops. However, it was Adidas that took home the prize, being complimented on its ability to connect physical experience with online stores. The Entrepreneurial Award went to Danish food business Elsterdern, who allow consumers to have organic groceries delivered via the internet in a green, transparent, profitable way. And finally, the coupon and discounts company Groupon has sold its Indonesian business to a startup company called KFIT. KFIT, which sells gym memberships, has said it doesn't plan on changing Groupon Indonesia's business model. A spokesperson from the company commented on the sale, saying, "The combination of Groupon Indonesia's established presence and KFIT's experience in building a mobile-first platform will propel us in a high-growth local commerce market, further accelerated by increasing mobile penetration." Groupon Indonesia has over 1 million users and 15,000 merchants. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.